bird at them gently, keeping a wary eye on Thrug, and talking conversationally.
Aye, I catch your drift. We're both warriors there now. Ach, you have no need to be feared for the wee yin. I couldn't hurt a fly when my wing breaked and hurting like tis. Mine, no. I'm a falcon, not an Egypt, and I'd no be slow in giving a good account of myself, even to a big, bonny laddie the like of you.
Thrug unshouldered his pack and sat down, smiling good-naturedly.
Call it quits then, matey. You don't hurt us, and we won't hurt you. I'm Thrug, and this is Dumble. We're from Redwall.
He set out oatcake and cheese in three portions. The falcon relaxed as all three set to eating lunch.
I'm beholden to you for the good food, Thrug. My name is Rock Angus, only son of MacTallan, Laird of the High Crags. Okay, my home is in the great northern mountains, a broad place to live. I was lost and driven by the wind some days ago, and had to land in yon woods you came. 'Twas there the crows set upon me. Ach, there I see a lot of cowards. 10 of them it took to bring me down. That's how my wing was breaking.
Thrug took a careful look at the wing. Rock Angus stood still, bravely bearing up under the otter's searching paw.
You've got a fractured bone there, shipmate. Still, I don't suppose one more passenger will break me old back. Come along with us. We're bound for the mountains of the north in search of the flowers of Oystor.
Rock Angus looked incredulously at him.
You mean I'm stuck with two land-bound dunderheads looking for the flowers of Oystor, and I can't fly?
Dumble stroked the falcon's back.
Come with us, Rock Angus. Mr. Thug is a good carrier, you know.
Thrug searched out bindweed, motherwort, and pine resin. He made a compound and bound the injured wing, using a willow twig and wild rhubarb fibres to secure the dressing.
There, that'll do the trick. Once that pine resin sets firm, the wort and weed'll do their work. Don't try to move that there wing, mate. The more you keep it still, the quicker it'll heal up. Now, young Rock Angus, you can be our navigator. Which way is it to the North Mountains?
The young falcon held the wing stiffly at his side as he pointed into the woodlands to the northeast.
Yonder, though I'm no certain sure. 'Tis different when a bird's no up in the sky, you ken. Still, dinna fash yourself. We'll get there all right.
Dumble refused to ride in the haversack. He trotted along at Thrug's side. Despite his pleas, Rock Angus was made to perch on top of the haversack on Thrug's back. Latching his powerful talons into the straps, he hung on gamely.
If my father could see me now, he'd kick my tail feathers. Into the woods where you Thrug, your great bonny river dog.
The curious-looking trio struck northeast into the far tip of the mossflower woodlands. The trees were beginning to thin out into flat, bush-strewn country, and by mid-afternoon they had covered a fair distance. Dumble found ripe blackberries and a tree thick with small, soft pears, so they stocked up on both. Thrug rested a while, watching both the young creatures feeding each other the choicest berries. Their faces, both whisker and beak, were heavily stained with the purple juice. The otter hefted the pack up onto his back, calling to Rock Angus.
Up on your perch, matey. There's plenty of daylight left yet.
The falcon nodded toward a thick grove of pine and spruce ahead.
Keep your wits about you, Thrug. That's crow territory.
The afternoon was hot and still. Thrug cast a glance at the grove. Placing Dumble on his left side, he slipped loose his sling, testing the thongs as he loaded a flat pebble into it. There was no sign of crows circling in the air above the trees, but the trio took no chances. They travelled cautiously, keeping hidden among the low brush, fern clumps, and any cover the land could afford. Giving the pine grove a wide berth, they went in a curving line, moving at a moderate pace, not too slowly or too quickly, knowing the crows would be down upon them if they betrayed their presence by unnecessary noise. Even Dumble was aware of their precarious position. Every now and then he would give his friends a wink and hold a paw up to his lips as they trekked along in silence. Everything went well until the little dormouse stepped on a thistle.
Wahoo! I stood on a thistle, Mr. Thrug. Ouch!
The pine and spruce tops rustled, loud cawing cut the still air, and ragged black shapes came flapping out of the grove. Rock Angus gave a shrill cry.
Ah, it's crows! We're far at Gladys!
The sandy bed of a dried stream formed a depression in the land ahead of them. Thrug grabbed Dumble by his smock and made a dash for it.